The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 30th of July, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the EU has spoken about Facebook's like button on websites, and their conclusion being, they said sites should obtain the consent of visitors before the plugin captures and sends their data to Facebook, whether or not you've clicked the button. Also, on top of this, sites will have to prove there's a legitimate reason for collecting data and transmitting it to Facebook. Yes, that is what the Court of Justice of the European Union has agreed upon, and basically this harks all the way back to the German consumer group when it sued a company called Fashion ID. That's where they claim the retailer breached rules regarding personal data protection through the use of the like button. Hence, because of that, here we are today. All in all, to simplify things, sites share liability with Facebook for data captured and transmitted. But they're not going to be responsible for what Facebook does with that data. Now, yes, of course, Facebook has made a comment saying they are carefully reviewing the court's decision and will work closely with their partners to ensure they can continue to benefit from our social plugins and other business tools in full compliance with the law. Yep, about as cut and dry and as lawyer-like as it could be for a statement. Yes, some more filings suggest that Apple is preparing to release, yes, two more iPads. At least according to the folks over there at the Apple Insider. Now, we've already got those new iPad Mini and iPad Airs back in March. So this is kind of a little un-Apple-ish, shall we say. More than likely, though, we're going to be looking at new iPad Pro models. At least that's what our main man Ming over in China seems to be kind of going towards. What we don't know is when the iPad Pro models will go into production. Some are saying they're already in production. Others are saying it could be the fourth quarter of 2019 or even the first quarter of 2020. Being the fact that we just had two new iPad models, it could be next year. But Apple's been doing a lot of crazy stuff lately. So who knows? We might have new iPads again for Christmas. And finally, do you think we need another new cell phone out there? Yeah, I'm talking about another smartphone. If you're shaking your head, well, TikTok doesn't agree with you. Particularly their owner, ByteDance. Oh yes, ByteDance, who owns TikTok, has confirmed that it has plans to produce a smartphone. They made a deal with Smartisan earlier this year, and they acquired a bunch of their patents and employees. Put those two things together and voila, you're probably going to make a smartphone. Now, a spokesperson from ByteDance said that it's basically going to be a continuation of earlier Smartisan plans. They're wanting to satisfy the needs of the Smartisan user base, meaning whatever rumors were in the pipeline for that phone, well, they're just going to continue it and probably release that. So nothing groundbreaking. One thing we can be sure about is they'll have pre-installed apps from ByteDance's TikTok. Yeah, I can guarantee that. We might also be able to predict what's going to happen with the phone. Companies that have actually moved towards hardware hasn't gone so well. Remember the Facebook HTC tie-up? Yeah, it kind of is in distant memory now, isn't it? Hey, but you never know until you try. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for everything and all your BTN needs for tech. Also, check us out on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community at our Slack room. Yeah, I know Slack was down a little bit yesterday. It happens. It's a little thing called the internet. Everything's back up and running now, though, and the community is going strong, so come join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a great Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.